I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hindu extremists in Nepal have threatened to bomb Christians within a month unless they stop sharing the gospel. HCJB Global's Ty Stake says Christians will stand firm.
The Lord has really changed the climate there and created opportunity for the gospel to flourish. And so along with that, necessarily, I think, comes opposition, because this is a battle that we're in. I don't think these guys are going to give up. I think that they're going to keep walking forward.
Next, in the United States, Mission Aviation Fellowship's preparing to tour the West Coast in their first Kodiak airplane. It's the first of 20 similar next-generation missionary aircraft. President and CEO John Boyd says the plane will allow MAF to reach isolated locations and to save money with cheaper and more available fuel. After its West Coast tour June 12th and 13th, the Kodiak will be ferried across the ocean to Papua, Indonesia.
To those dear folk whose only life link is the MAF airplane, it reaching Papua is going to be a milestone in MAF's history and a huge step forward for our service to the least of these.
And a Reach Global team from a Creative Access country recently led a teacher training workshop. This team trained a group of five coordinators who will in turn each train eight more Sunday school teachers. These five coordinators plan to oversee 40 teachers in 40 churches with the hope of further multiplication. Pray God will protect and multiply this effort so many children have the opportunity to know and love the Lord through activities that are created especially for them. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your free copy of the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get your free copy of A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.